In November 1998, exactly 20 years ago, me and my wife, we arrived in Suzhou. My mission was to set up the Nokia base station factory for mobile telecommunications. Some of my colleagues had already arrived and some joined me later. We were all together 30 from Finland. My biggest challenge was to show that made in China is as good as made in Finland. And for that purpose, I really had to work hard. We set up the situation of getting ISO 9000 and 14000 certificate with BSI as soon as possible, and we did it in less than 1 year. And then I started collecting the data from our products to show to our foreign customers that made in China is really at least as good as made in Finland, and it was a real success. I was responsible for Nokia to cooperate with SIP government to build a better environment for all the industry in SIP, as new that time. And we had good cooperation with many of the industries, and it was a real success. And for that reason, I was elected as one of the 15 people having contributed to the development of SIP when SIP was celebrating the 15 years anniversary. Also, Nokia wanted to show its corporate citizenship and contribute to society. To Nokia asked me to teach in Suzhou University and two other vocational colleges. So I shared my knowledge of 30 years with Nokia with my students by introducing a new course on quality management, because that was what I thought China most needs. And after 2004, when I retired from Nokia, I continued with these universities for 12 years, all free of charge. This was my contribution to the city because I really loved Suzhou and I wanted to stay with my wife in Suzhou for a long time. I set up a club for my colleagues and my students so that they can come and practice their English, listen to music, and discuss about different subjects, the purpose of life more than anything. I set up children classes at home for mothers and children to learn moral education for children, which is really most important. I set up several study circles at home so that adults can come and discuss on the topics of purpose of life. As we can see, life is going on too much of pursuit of money. So I thought really we have to know what is the real purpose of life. Is money the purpose or the mean? My son designed a house and we built a house in Dongshan village using all the villagers to help and contribute to the village. We then later on used our house for a good purpose. We invited Suzhou Eye Hospital to come to our home and set up all the equipment and invited all the villagers to come and check their eyes free of charge. We helped a child who had blood cancer to survive. We bought glasses for children at a school who had difficulties to see the blackboard from the back seats. My wife donated blood for many years and became one of the examples of the people who can do the charity. She was also named by Suzhou Foreign Affairs Office as Tai Tai leader to help the expatriates get integrated in the city and introduce the Suzhou culture to them. And also we did cooperate with Suzhou Red Cross to help the disaster areas. We started also a project to help the children, migrant children who are poor and they don't really have an interesting life. So this was in cooperation with Ingema Company. We started on the weekends, we trained a lot of volunteers so that they can go to the schools during the weekends and teach children drumming and music. And this project won the second best prize among the charity projects. So far, we have had more than 1,000 students in more than 50 schools learning music and drumming. During all these 20 years we have been in Suzhou, we have been really cooperating with Suzhou government to promote Suzhou because we love Suzhou. I have been in many, many TV shows to play my music and tell about Suzhou. Many, many articles and interviews has been done. That's why they call me the ambassador of Suzhou. I composed 2 songs, one for China and one for Suzhou, to show my love, how wonderful place Suzhou is. I was a candidate for honorary citizen of Suzhou, proposed and supported by Suzhou Foreign Affairs Office of Suzhou government. But unfortunately, I was not finally elected. I set up a music band with 4 Chinese professional musicians, and we did a lot of performances in Suzhou to combine Iranian Finnish music with Chinese music and Iranian drumming. And we were invited to perform in World Expo 2010 in Shanghai. We did several performances. After retirement from Suzhou University, I opened a cafe called Finland Home Cafe in Pingjalu. And the purpose of this cafe is actually to introduce Finnish and Iranian culture through food and music. I play my drum, I put different musics, and I teach people who come to the cafe music and let them enjoy and have a wonderful time. Our cafe also serves as a tourist center to help pay and need help to get along in Suzhou. But after all these things, we have had recently great difficulties to have visa in to stay in China. So my question to China leaders are, have we really been useful for this country? Have we really contributed enough to this country so that we could be given permanent residence? Because we love Suzhou and we hope to stay here forever. Thanks for your attention.